I sometimes get a little bit carried away. I've had some health problems this year. At one stage, I was pretty sure it could be diabetes. I went to the doctor, got it checked out. Thankfully, turned out to not be the case. But very important that you do know the science. And you can always learn something here, I find, doing the Classic Hits Breakfast. On the line with me now is Lisa Parkinson, our accredited exercise physiologist at Optimum Exercise Physiology. Claire, welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa, what are we talking about when it comes to type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, type 2 diabetes is a metabolic condition and it evolves from a combination of abnormal insulin secretion and abnormal or an insulin resistance. Insulin is a hormone within our body. So in layman's terms, this means that people either do not have enough insulin to do the job properly or the insulin they do have is not working effectively. So either or both of these lead to a sustained increase in blood glucose levels, and because that glucose is not effectively being removed from our bloodstream into our cells. And it's estimated that around about 4.9% of the Australian population have diabetes, and in 2018 it contributed to 11% of deaths in Australia. So it's a pretty big deal. One person is diagnosed every 5 minutes with diabetes.
Yeah, those numbers are quite high. So let's get into causes. What does bring about type 2 diabetes?
So it's thought that there are multiple factors that contribute to the development of type 2 diabetes, and that includes physical inactivity, obesity and poor nutrition as primary environmental factors, but also gene defects and family history also playing quite a part as well. High birth weight has also been linked to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes during adulthood, and central adiposity, which is an increased abdominal girth, is also linked to an increased insulin resistance. So basically, our genes, our family history and lifestyle factors are what contribute to the development of the condition.
And what might convince a person that this is something worth, what symptoms are they noticing that they might seek help for and get this diagnosis?
Yeah, well, diabetes is known as a bit of a silent condition. It can be. People can have diabetes for quite some time and not know that they have it. But some of the things are an increased thirst. They might be going to the toilet more often, so increased urination. They might be having some sores or things like that don't heal as quickly as what they would expect. They're some of the main ones, but there are a number of different symptoms. But as I said, it can go undiagnosed for quite some time. And generally, once people get to a certain age, our GPs are screening us for it.
How can we use exercise and their activity to help manage the disease?
Yeah, so increasing our physical activity can reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by almost 60% in people at risk of developing the condition. So if you do have those environmental factors or family history, doing exercise can help to prevent the condition. But if you already have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, then exercise can help by assisting your insulin to work more effectively in your body. It can help to decrease the proportion of body fat and assist in losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight. It can lower your blood pressure and reduce your risk of heart disease, reduce stress, and of course increase your heart and lung fitness. But the other bonus with exercise is that in addition to helping insulin to work more effectively to lock away glucose into our cells, exercise also helps to lower our blood glucose levels independent of insulin. So basically, once we complete our exercise session, our muscles will replenish their glycogen energy stores by taking in available glucose within the bloodstream, and that helps to lower the blood glucose levels. And how long it takes to replenish those stores can depend on how hard and how long we've worked for during that exercise session, but it can be from a few hours to several days. So what that means for us is that the effect of exercise in helping to regulate our blood glucose levels can actually be in effect for several days. So it's quite a positive thing to do for our diabetes.
As good as an incentive as any, really, to get some exercise. How much is recommended?
Yeah, so there's been quite a lot of research around this and what the best dose of exercise is for people living with type 2 diabetes. But the research recommends to prevent and to assist in managing type 2 diabetes that we get in around about 2.5 hours or 210 minutes of moderate intensity exercise across the week. If you're doing higher intensity exercise, you can get away with half of that amount because we get a bit more bang for our buck. And we also want to include 2 strength training sessions each week. So, but if the person who is living with diabetes is actually overweight as well, then they should increase their moderate intensity exercise to 60 minutes each day, so up around the 300 minutes a week. And when we talk about moderate intensity exercise, we're talking about walking, bike riding, playing tennis or squash, basically anything that you enjoy doing that raises your heart rate and your breathing rate to that moderate level. So if you have enough breath to be able to sing continuously while you're undertaking the activity, it's not moderate and it's too easy and you need to increase it a bit.
And I'm sure we can always see you at Optimo Exercise Physiology for a bit more help with that.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.